Hey guys, thanks for jumping on tonight. Today is Monday, January 25th. For the Misfit Republic team call, we have a very, very exciting guest speaker tonight. I was honored and had the pleasure of speaking on Janelle Summer's team call and asked her if she would do a call for us because I know that you guys are just kicking butts with challenge groups and it's January and one of Janelle Summer's just fortes, her specialties or her secret sauce is recruiting. She's one of the top recruiters in all of Beachbody. I have a long list of accolades to share with you about this woman, but the one thing that I just love is that she just has really simple, clear, concise, very polished tips to help give new coaches or even seasoned coaches great ideas of how to invite to the business. So I feel like sometimes it can be pretty organic to invite to a challenge group because we're using the products and it can become easy to talk about them, but it's a little nerve-wracking at first to talk about the business, especially if you're a new coach and this is something where you're like, what if I say something wrong or what if I don't know the answer to something? There's just so many fears that can creep up. And so Janelle Summers is a great person to teach you guys how to invite, what to say, and just give you guys some awesome tips to alleviate those fears and help you guys crush your end of the month goals. You guys, it's almost the end of January, the first month of the year. If I can just emphasize one thing that to you, it's start with momentum. Start the year strong and be really proud about hitting Success Club 5 or making sure that you're an Emerald Coach. Give yourself a goal to hit in the next week and make sure that Success Club is a non-negotiable. These tips tonight are going to help you guys with that particular goal. So set a goal for yourself as soon as you get off the call. Go for now. Go start inviting and make sure that Success Club is just a given so that you guys start January off with that really solid momentum and carry that through the year. It's going to feel really good getting to the end of the year knowing that you hit at least Success Club 5 every month in your business. So for those of you who are a brand new coach on the call, first of all, let me welcome you to kind of like our Monday family night hangout. And if you are not familiar with Janelle Summers and some of the amazing things that she's accomplished in this business. First of all, she's a Success Club legend, so she leads by example. So she hit Success Club every single month for at least 24 months in a row, probably something like 2,438 or something like that. She's been an elite coach 5 times. Of those 5 times, she was a top 10 coach 3 out of those 5. She has hit 15 star in 3 different business centers, and she was actually the first coach in the entire network to ever accomplish that particular rank. She is in the Millionaires Club and a member of the CAB Advisory Board, which is this awesome board that Beachbody put together of coaches who are rocking their business so that they can get great tips from them to be able to move the network forward. So it's really like a very, very cool honor to be invited to something like that. So I'm just going to stop talking and hand it over to the master.
Hey, Andrea, thank you so much. Am I echoing?
I don't hear any echo.
Let me see.
I'll mute mine.
I think I'm okay now. Okay, so I want to go ahead and do a screen share. So you let me know if you can see my screen. And I'm going to choose this one. Okay, and Andrea, can you see my PowerPoint?
Yep, you're good.
Okay, and I'm gonna do it in this kind of a view. Do you still see it?
It has not advanced yet.
Maybe it's just gonna take a second. No, still nothing?
Nope. It's still showing the slides on the side.
Oh, bummer. Well, maybe I will just take it back to the regular view. Okay, so are you still seeing the slides on the side?
Yep.
Okay, I'm just going to do it that way. Can you see the words okay?
Yeah, looks fine.
Okay, I'm going to just try and make it a little bit bigger if I can. Okay, awesome. So, Andrea, thank you so much for that awesome introduction. I almost said invitation. Awesome introduction. It's really my pleasure to be here and to speak to you all tonight. Kudos to you for getting on this training. It's not easy to get on the trainings for your business and also have time to work your business, but it's absolutely critical that you get on the trainings and work your business and just find a way to work this into your life and just be consistent about it. And I have to say, this is one of my favorite topics because if there's anything that has built my business to where it is today, it's building my team. I think I've done so many things wrong, you guys. I mean, it's crazy some of the mistakes I've made, even in introducing the business and introducing the business to huge numbers of people that I invited over the course of weeks and months into, you know, a space that I had rented, and not one single coach joined. I mean, I have tons of stories that I could share with you where I failed and failed hard, you guys. So I've been there, done that. But I never gave up on this idea of building a team and the importance of that and the significance of that. Because you guys, it's awesome that we have this opportunity to help people get fit, help people live a healthier lifestyle. But what's like icing on the cake is that we can also tell people about this opportunity where they can not only get fit, but also have the opportunity to make this awesome living or even just supplemental income, which is so incredibly empowering to people, and it just changes their life, not just financially, but it empowers people to have something they can call their own and something that they can do from home and something that gives them the freedom to, you know, possibly be with their family more, or possibly retire from their job early, or retire their spouse from their job. This business is such an incredible gift. And one of the things that I did do right from the very get-go was start inviting people into this business before I even knew if I'd ever be successful. So, you know, one of the biggest mistakes I see coaches make is their fear of introducing people into the business or inviting people into the business because they haven't had success yet. And I'm sure you've heard it from Andrea before, or myself or other leaders, but you have to believe in who you are, where you're going, and what this business can do for you and do for others. So I just want to preface this whole thing with the fact that your mindset about yourself and about this business matters. Like the tips and the information I'm going to give to you today, you can try and apply all of these things and do them perfectly to a T. But if you don't truly believe in what you have to offer people as a supporter, as someone who offers accountability, as someone who shares what you're learning, as someone who believes in yourself, if you don't believe in what you offer as a person and as a leader, you will struggle. So you've heard over and over like a broken record about personal development, but it's just so true. I can't stress enough that if you don't have that belief in yourself and you're constantly having that negative talk and letting that bring you down, it's going to come through in your posts. It's going to come through in your one-to-one messages to people. It's going to come through in everything you do and everything you say and how frequently you work your business and how consistently you work your business. Because the tiniest bit of doubt or judgment that someone places on you or that you sense is around you, it's going to bring you down and it's going to send you in this spiral, this downward spiral. So you absolutely have to have this very strong belief in what you offer and a very strong belief in what the business and Beachbody offers other people. Okay, so what that means is even if you haven't had success yet, you have to believe in what the business opportunity offers and where you're going with it. Absolutely. I started building a team way before I had any success with the business or was making a dime. You guys, I started, and this is the honest truth, I started essentially recruiting people and talking to people about the business opportunity before I joined. For at least 2 weeks before I officially joined as a coach, I was already talking to so many people, tons of people that I knew about the business because I knew I was going to join and I was so excited about it. It's just that back when I was becoming a coach 7 years ago, you had to join with a paper application. So I hadn't filled in my, hadn't handed in my paper application yet, but I had already made up my mind because I had been researching it that I was going to do it. And I already started telling friends and family members about it. I was that excited about it. Was I having success with it? No, I wasn't even a coach yet. In my first week, was I having success? In my first month, was I having success? No. Had I made a sale? No. Was I telling everyone about it with huge excitement? Absolutely. I was so excited. I was pointing my friends and family members to other YouTube videos and other people's blogs who were already coaches and they were having success. And I was just like, watch this video or look at this girl's blog or, you know, look at this article this guy wrote who's a coach and look what he's saying about it. I was so freaking excited, you guys. I didn't have success. I just believed in it so strongly. And I had researched it enough that, you know, I realized, okay, this isn't about making sales. This isn't about being pushy. This isn't about anything but being myself on a journey and helping other people and being there for other people. And that's something I absolutely love. I love those two things. I love self-improvement. I love that. And I love helping other people. And so when I realized that that's what this business was about, that it was okay to make mistakes, it was okay to not be perfect, it was okay to not look a certain way, be a certain way, have a certain personality, all of that was fine. I just needed to be me. I just needed to be me on a journey and want to see other people succeed. And I knew I was that type of person. I love to see other people succeed. I love to teach other people. That makes me feel confident. It makes me feel like I'm serving others. It makes me feel empowered and fulfilled. I love that. So I was super excited what this business was about. And from that, I started building a team. So I never even worried, oh, what if someone asked me what I'm making? What if someone asked me what rank I am? I didn't even worry about that. And because I knew that my response would be, well, I've just started this. So of course I haven't hit that rank yet, or of course I'm not, you know, making any significant income yet, but I plan to. I plan to be completely consistent with this. I'm in this for the long haul. I love what it's about. That was my immediate response. Had any, you know, should anyone have asked me, well, what's your rank? Well, back then no one would ask that kind of thing. But my point is I started building a team just based on excitement and belief alone. I truly believe this business is a gift and I trusted the process. I didn't expect that I was going to have this big team and a whole bunch of people working it and this, you know, rank of whatever and income of whatever by month three or by month six. I trusted the process. I told myself, hey, if this takes 5 years before I can quit my full-time job, cool. No problem. I love what it's about. If it takes 10 years, no problem. I love what it's about. I trusted the process. I knew that if I just set out to do what I felt was right and what I love to do, that things would fall into place. And they did way faster than I ever imagined. I was able to quit my full-time job about 2 years in. So when I quit my full-time job, and honestly, income-wise, I really could have quit my full-time job at about a year into it, maybe a year and a half. But I waited longer just to be completely, you know, sure. And I could, you know, because this business doesn't take 40 hours a week. You know, this is a type of business where if you work smart and you get systems in place that you can still have a full-time job and have, you know, a big team and a thriving business. So I just want to preface it with mindset does matter. So number one, I want to go over some simple ways to invite into the business. And number one is your daily posts, okay? Believe it or not, inviting into the business and planting seeds starts with your daily posts. So there's a lot of different daily posts that are just subtle in nature, but they have a way of triggering people to ask you or to think about the fact that you are doing a business. Okay, so over to the side, you'll see I've got two different hairstyles. Now, if any of you follow me, my like page, you may have seen this post. And the only reason I say that, normally I wouldn't think that you'd seen one of my posts, but the only reason I say that is that post went viral, you guys. I forget how many people voted on A or B, but it was a ridiculous number. It was something like, I don't know, like 600 and some people commented and gave their vote, as if after 150 votes, I wasn't sure yet which one they like better. But here's the thing, you guys. So I did a poll asking people which hairstyle they thought I should wear for my Super Saturday where I was going to teach a workout. Okay, so I want you to really think about this. Number one, I did a poll. So in this way, by doing a poll, asking people A, B, which do you prefer, A or B, or which do you prefer, A, B, C, or D, or 1, 2, or 3, or 4, or whatever, when you do a poll, people love to give their opinion. They love it, okay, most people. There are some people on Facebook who, or Instagram, who never comment or like on anything. There is that percentage of people that never like or comment on anything. But if they're ever gonna like or comment on something, it's something like this, because it's safe and it's quick and they can just give their opinion. And it's obvious by how viral these posts go that people love to give their opinion. So the second thing I want you to realize about that is that I chose to do that type of a post, which I know almost always go viral, with a subtle hint about something having to do with the business. So all I said was for my, you know, I'm trying to figure out which hairstyle to wear for my coaching Super Saturday where I'm going to teach a live workout. So naturally, I had some people messaging me saying, what's a Super Saturday? Or what's this coaching thing about? Because I got so many eyes on that post. I didn't need to say, you know, any kind of invite to the coaching opportunity. It's just that over time, as people are continually seeing posts that are subtly about the business, it starts to eventually digest with them. They start to eventually start to figure out that you're doing something really cool and fun, and yet you're not being pushy about it. You're not being in your face, in their faces about it. You're not being annoying about it. You're being so subtle and vague about it that they actually have to ask you what it is, because you're always offering too little of information about it. And that's actually perfect, because then you don't come across as having some type of agenda and pushing something on people. So polls was the first example. The second one is daily business activities. So, you know, for example, I could take a screenshot, you know, of myself before doing this this training and saying, you know, about to do a webinar for, you know, Andrea, and post something about that, and oh my gosh, do I have too much makeup or something like that, and ask a question. So girlfriends and the ladies on social media, they're going to want to give you their opinion, whether they think you have on a little too much makeup or not enough. But subtly, subconsciously, it's going to enter their brain that you're doing, again, something with your business. And that's really important to continually be sharing these business activities in such a way that is not annoying or pushy. The other one that I've listed here is shout outs. Every time you do shout outs, whether it's for a customer, whether it's for your brand new coach, welcoming a brand new coach, or a coach that's rank advanced, or a coach that's recruited their first coach, or whatever, there's a gazillion different reasons that you can give someone a shout out. Maybe it's a coach of the week, maybe it's a customer of the week, maybe it's your like page follower of the week, maybe it's your friend of the week, whatever. Shout outs that have to do with the business, so I guess friend of the week wouldn't work, but shout outs that have to do with the business are always very effective in planting that seed with people, because they see that what you're doing is not trying to sell to them, but you're lifting others up. You're highlighting others. You're helping others. And that's what other people want to see, because they are putting themselves in, they're putting themselves in their head in that situation. Like, if I was a coach, would Andrea support me? Would she give me recognition? There are so many coaches out there, maybe some of you are of this type, that absolutely thrive on recognition. Not necessarily gifts, but recognition. And shout outs are really key for people to see, because they want to know, will they be recognized? Another way in your daily posts that you can plant seeds is to show your struggle to progress. So in other words, in a post, having combined in there not only how you've struggled in the past, but where you've made progress. Struggle to progress can be really real open posts where you really open up about where you've been and where you're going and some of the progress you've made. This is how you get people to connect with you. Whenever I have a coach that says, you know, I post on my Instagram, I post on my like page, and no one ever connects with me, I'll go and look at their social media, and 9 times out of 10, what I'm seeing is that the followers have nothing to connect with, because what you're putting on is just this this ideal of what a coach is, you know, stats about health and fitness and, you know, scientific information about Shakeology, and there's no struggle that they can see. There's nothing there that they can necessarily relate to. And that's what people want to connect to. That's what makes people want to open up, is when you have opened up. So showing that struggle to progress. So it could even be a before and after picture. It could be just, you know, a quote, but you opening up about where you've been with your mindset or with your, with family or relationships or with your happiness or with your, you know, just your fitness and health in general. Struggle to progress is huge in actually planting seeds about your business. And you may not realize that these first ones here with your daily posts are very subtle, but they're very important. They help build that message for people about what this business is about and what a coach does. Okay, so number two in planting seeds and inviting are your daily conversations and messages. If you're not having a lot of conversations and messages, your business is probably not growing very fast. You have to have a lot of messages going on. And so you always want to be continuing conversations, even if it has nothing to do with fitness or the business, just building relationships and listening to people. So listen for clues. You know, at the surface level, when you ask people how they're doing, typically they'll say, oh, everything's fine, everything's great. You know, and that's very common, right? But as you keep talking, oh, that's awesome. Well, how's work? Oh, it's great. Cool. Are you still working, you know, an hour away? Yeah, I actually took another job, and this one's like an hour and a half away. You know, as you start getting interested in people and asking these questions in just normal conversation, people start opening up, especially if you're opening up. If the conversation continues, usually you will start to hear clues. Clues that maybe they work a lot of hours, maybe they don't make what they really think they should be making, maybe they don't feel like they have time to work out, maybe they don't feel like they have enough time to see the family or the kids or help them with homework or take a vacation or whatever it may be. Be listening for clues. Don't expect that these people that you're talking to that you think would make a great coach, don't expect that they're going to be all down and out, because typically, honestly, the best coaches have an attitude of gratitude. I know even for myself, when I was working full time, I was never of the attitude, oh my gosh, I hate my job. You know, I wish I could quit. I'm going to do this coaching thing so I can quit my job. I wasn't like that. I've always loved whatever I'm doing and just had an attitude of gratitude. Even when I had to commute, the most horrible commute to work at one point in my life, even when I had the most horrible boss at one point in my life, I've always had an attitude of gratitude. So, you know, don't be waiting to find that person that just life is horrible and they're dirt broke and they hate their job and they hate their life. Because honestly, the best coaches, I mean, the best prospects are a lot of times people saying everything is fine, everything is great. Everything's going to be okay. It's just that if you keep talking, you might hear some clues. But they really do have a good attitude about life. They really do. And honestly, a lot of those people are very busy. And people who are very busy are often awesome prospects as well, because when people are very busy, it typically means that they are go-getters, they're ambitious, and they like pleasing people. And yes, we all have to learn how to not be such people pleasers, but it is a clue that they are someone that likes to serve others. They like to help other people. They just haven't learned the skill that we all learn as coaches, how to, you know, dial that in and, you know, not say yes to every single person with every single request, which if any of you are like myself, you know, being a people pleaser, that's kind of a skill. You have to learn how to not say yes to everything. But people from the outside who have not been a coach yet and haven't learned that, yeah, they probably are taking on too much and they are really busy. So don't let this clue that, you know, they're extremely busy be a turnoff for you, you know, thinking that they wouldn't be able to work this business. So when people say, yeah, I'm just extremely busy, first thing I do is just relate to them and say, yeah, I completely know how you feel. Because when I started this business, I was working a full-time job, plus I was working a part-time job, plus I was teaching fitness classes about 5 days a week, either late in the evening or at 6 a.m. before work, plus trying to be, you know, the greatest mom and wife. Like I was insanely busy, insanely 7 days a week, busy around the clock. So I get it. I completely get it. But I've learned, and this business has helped me to learn to be more balanced and how to take things off of my plate and to work in a career and in a business that doesn't require me to be 24/7. Because I make my own hours and I design my own life because of the business and because I can. Okay, so with that daily conversation and messages, with listening for clues, you have to ask. So when the timing is right, you have to just ask. So have you ever considered becoming a coach, given what you just said about XYZ? So here's the thing though, you guys, you can't ask that until the timing is right. So your next question or thought is probably, okay, when is the timing right? Well, the time is right when they have said one of those clues, they've given you one of those clues. And so once you've heard that, you know, the reason they weren't able to go to Hawaii this year like they normally do is because, you know, she's got to work this extra project and she's going to be working 60 hours a week, you know, through the whole month of March or whatever. When the timing is right, that's when you say, yeah, I completely understand. You know, you make sure you always relate to people, put yourself in their shoes. There's probably something about their situation that you can resonate with and say, you know, given that, have you ever considered starting an at-home business so you can have your own hours at some point and just do that? And you have to just leave it there. You're going to be tempted to want to ramble after that and say, I did it because this, and there's been people that do this, and blah, 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 and you're going to want to just ramble because that's how we are. We want to explain our point. We want them to understand how awesome this is. But you guys, don't do that. Let that question hang there. Have you ever considered starting an online business like I'm doing to help you with that so that you're not blah, blah, blah? And put that question mark there. And then actually the last thing that you'll end with, totally non-business related, is something personal. Like, by the way, how are the kids? Or by the way, how are your holidays? End with something like that. But leave that business related question out there, that have you ever considered? Okay. And it's scary, I know. But the more you do it, the easier it gets, I promise. The less you care about what each individual person thinks of that question or how they'll react to it, the more you put it out there. And third on this list of bullets is track their name no matter what. Oh my gosh, you guys, this kills me when I find out that coaches are introducing the business opportunity here and there and they're not tracking names and they think that they can just keep it in their heads. If you are introducing the business to so few people that you're able to keep it in your head and you know who to follow up with when you get to your computer because there's only two or three people you've asked too few people, way too few. You have to get in the habit of asking a minimum of 3 to 5 different people per week if they've ever considered this business opportunity, just like I had phrased it earlier. If you're brand new, you might want to, you know, start working up to 3 to 5 different people per week. But, you know, like my coaches who are, you know, shooting for diamond and beyond, I make sure that it's completely clear that 3 to 5 different people per week is an absolute minimum. It's not even a goal. It's a minimum. Like, who shoots for the minimums? Don't shoot for the minimums even. Go above and beyond that. But you have to track their names, no matter what their response is, you guys, because the majority of people, I want to say like 9 out of 10, are not going to show interest when you ask that question. I forget, Andrea, if you were interested when you first heard about the business opportunity. If I remember correctly, you weren't. I know I wasn't, and I can almost bet the majority of people on this call, when you first heard about the business opportunity, you didn't tell someone that you wanted to join. You didn't necessarily act even interested. The reason the person on the other end doesn't really act interested is because they're afraid if they do act interested, number one, that they might somehow get locked into this, or number two, that if they change their mind, you know, after thinking about it some more or after talking to their spouse, that if they change their mind, that they're really going to let you down. So even if there's a remote, itsy bitsy, tiny bit of interest that is there, they're probably not going to tell you that. And they're not going to act like it. I did not act interested in this business whatsoever. Not at all. And I, like most people, I just had a lot of preconceived notions about what it would entail, what it was involved. I hadn't done my research yet. I just assumed it was about hosting home parties, which I didn't want to have anything to do with. I assumed it had to do with being on the phone a lot. I assumed that it meant you had to have like this really outgoing personality, which I'm an introvert, so I didn't want to have, you know, a business where it required me to, like, you know, be some kind of outgoing personality and in the spotlight. I didn't want that. I assumed it had to do with pushing sales and product. I absolutely didn't want that. Even though I believed in Beachbody because Shalene was associated with them, I had already been, you know, teaching fitness classes, all kinds of boot camp classes and lifting classes. I was not like this Beachbody everyday kind of person. I was, you know, teaching lots of different fitness and running. And so, I had been recommending fitness and helping people with fitness for years prior to this coaching business. And I was like, wow, am I going to have to become like this Beachbody robot and tell people they can't get fit unless they do Beachbody? I had all these preconceived notions that I was going to have to be someone I wasn't and say things I didn't feel comfortable with and do things I didn't want to do. All these preconceived notions, all these things, you guys, are running through their heads too when you ask that question. So be prepared for disinterest or crickets even. That does not mean that they won't eventually be interested after you've broken down and peel back the layers of some of these preconceived notions and these beliefs that they have right now. So the follow-up messaging is absolutely everything. So if you haven't been tracking who you've introduced a business to, you can't follow up. You can't do follow-up messaging. If you are able to put in your head the people you've introduced a business to and do your follow-ups that way, then that's absolutely a red flag that you have not asked enough people about the business opportunity. Okay? Follow-up messaging is absolutely everything, and the follow-ups are not just, hey, are you going to join the business or not? It's conversational, you know, back and forth, building that relationship even more. And then, by the way, were you still thinking about the business opportunity? I know you had said, you know, talking about your job, and then bring them back to that and say, so I'm just curious if you've given it any more thought. So you do that little by the way when the timing is right. So number three in planting seeds and inviting to the business. Number three is your weekly mass invite / public posts, okay? I call them mass invites. You know, it's a public post either on your Instagram or on your, you know, Facebook page or your like page. Either way, what it is, it's a mass invite. And I'll be honest with you guys, this number three is not as effective as talking to someone one-to-one to introduce the idea. I remember, so even though it's one way to do it and you should include this as part of your invite process and one of the tools, you know, for inviting, you should do this. But I will say this, there's no doubt about it that when you're talking to the talking to people about the business opportunity, that they value what your recommendation is and what you're talking about so much more if you are talking to them as if, you know, talking to them, connecting their issue or problem to the solution that this business opportunity could be. Whereas when it's a mass invite, obviously you can't specifically do that. It's just a mass invite, right? So it has, what I'm trying to say is it has so much more value to that one person when and if you start having the one-to-one conversations. Okay, so, but planting seeds definitely should be done, I would say, once a week or once every other week in a mass invite public post. Now, it's preferred and recommended that you do this like on Instagram or on a like page, because you're not supposed to really be outwardly recruiting to your business or making sales through your personal page. Now, I will say this, I have done it on my personal page. I've never had a problem. Lots of my coaches have that haven't had a problem, but I'd hate to say, yeah, go out and do it all the time and have you have some kind of issue with Facebook. I'm just saying from personal experience, I've not had a problem with it. Now, I do most of my invites to a sneak peek or a backstage pass or a webinar or a call, I do that on my like page. So most of the time, that is what I'm doing. If I do it on my personal page, I'll make it much more subtle. And I really think that you'd be fine in doing that. If you were saying, join my team, here's my link and that kind of a thing, you might have a problem. If you're going to do it on your personal page, I just think that you have to be a little more subtle about it. But okay, so just some examples of that weekly mass invite public post and what you could be inviting them to. First of all, I want to say, I don't know if you can see in the fine print there, that it says low traction, and that's okay. Whenever I do an invite to a post about a sneak peek, about a backstage pass, about a webinar I'm going to do, or just, you know, basically inviting people to get more information about the business opportunity, whenever I do one of those posts, I get low traction, like record low, you guys. And so there's that part of you that goes, I just offended people. I just annoyed people. I just lost followers. I just want you to know that even at my level and my experience in this business, doing this as long as I have now, I still experience those feelings. I still experience that low traction. And I still remind myself every time that more than likely I'm going to reach some of the most, just some of the best people into my business because of that post. You know, if you listen to any of the top coaches, you know, National Wake Up Call, I listen to it without fail. Listen to Amy Silverman this morning. I never miss a National Wake Up Call. So often you'll hear that one of those coaches first heard about the business opportunity through a social media post. So even though you may have only gotten 3 likes on it, you know, maybe 10 people actually saw it and only 3 of them liked on it. Maybe no one even commented on it. You never know when the right person is going to see one of those posts and come into your life and come into your business and drastically change their life. So I don't want you to be afraid about the way that you might see traction or that you might feel about those types of posts. If you really speak from the heart when you do those posts, and when I do one of these posts, you guys, I do not just throw it up there. I literally will think about what I'm going to write in that post several times throughout the day. I put a little example to the side there. I don't know if you can see what it says, but it says, call it a tribe, call it a family, whatever you call it, whoever you are, you need one. Now, Jen Delvaux actually did that post, and that was from our recent trip. But, you know, she had been thinking about that post, and she spent a lot of time, you know, she kept putting in her notes of her iPhone, thoughts that she had that she wanted to put in that post. It wasn't something that she just threw up there. Now, don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean it's a long post, you guys. Keep these fairly brief, especially the newer you are in the business, because really the less you say, the better. You want people to ask you questions. It's called permission marketing. When you throw out all the information people need to know in a post, all the information, I've seen coaches do this before where it's just paragraph after paragraph about why they're a coach and what you can do with it and, you know, how you can help other people and what coaches actually do and what it's done for you and all, I mean, just these really, really long posts. It can really turn people off because it feels like to them like you have, you're selling. You're now selling to them, which I know that's not what you guys are trying to do. We know that's not what you're trying to do, but that's how it can come across that way. Now, I will sometimes do a longer post if I know I'm paying for it, like it's a Facebook ad. And so I feel like I can go longer and into more detail because I'm paying for traction. I'm paying to make sure it gets some traction, okay? And I know that the people who are going to read it are going to be the people that want to get that information because I've done a targeted ad. But if I'm just putting up a post that I've not paid for, you got to keep it fairly brief. Trigger people's interest. What people want to know is this fun? Can I do it? Can I do it? In other words, with a full-time job, with a busy schedule, can I do this? And will I be supported? So think about those three things that people want to know and get to that in as briefly as possible. Let them ask questions. Consider their needs and consider your wording and timing. And so by that, I mean, you know, put yourself in the shoes of others who have possibly thought about this business. Think about their needs when you're writing that post. Think about some of those people you've talked to and why you think they would love this. And think about that when you're writing that post. Consider your wording and your timing. So again, like I said, keep it fairly brief. Don't say too much because it sounds like you're trying to sell them on something. And the timing of your post. If you do a post on a Friday night about the business opportunity, it's almost, I mean, gosh, I don't know about you guys. I guess I can only speak for myself on this, but I would never do a business opportunity post on a Friday night. Because even the people who I think would be so awesome with this, I just know they're with their family or they're out to a movie or they're out to dinner or whatever. It's just not a good time. So consider the timing. I mean, usually Sunday nights are good. Monday nights are good. Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, not so much. Friday nights, not so much. Saturday nights, not so much. And then, you know, there are certain points during the day. If you're consistent about the times that you post, kind of pick the times that you want to post that you're online, chances are you will gain a following who is also online at those same times. Okay, so number four, your weekly or monthly YouTube video. Okay, so hang with me here because I know some of you are probably like, I don't want to get on video. I don't want to be on camera. I'm not good at that. I was that person for sure. That was one thing that I really resisted for probably, I want to say, a good year into my business. By the way, let me just add, you guys, I know I told my story about making a lot of mistakes and all that in the beginning. I was not on social media when I started this business. And even when I got on social media, I was very resistant to it. I was very resistant. My sister basically had to slap me on the wrist and be like, cut it out. Get over it because you are in this business to help hundreds, if not thousands of people, and you can't do that from your little bubble. Like it just isn't going to work. Like get over, you know, the way that she put it to me, and I don't remember her exact words, but it made me think, okay, by being so, you know, under my shell and comfortable there, I'm being selfish. Because I do love fitness. I've learned a lot about fitness. I have a lot to offer. I love to motivate people. I'm fairly good at motivating people. And yet I'm not willing to let any of that out on social media and help all the people, you know, who I could potentially touch on social media because I'm worried about what they might think of me. I'm worried that I might not be fit enough. I might not have a big enough personality. I might not be interesting enough. I might not be this, that, or the other thing. And then I was like, that's so selfish of me. Like, who cares? What I should care about more than anything is helping other people who need help and building a business that's going to change my family's life. and give me more time to be with my family, give my husband more time so that he can retire from his job and be a stay-at-home dad, which I knew he wanted to be. That's way more important than my fear of what people thought of me. So I need to get over it and fast. So YouTube videos, I did resist it for a good, I would say, year. And finally I put it out to my team and I said, you guys, YouTubes live. Once you put them up, they are working for you while you're at work, while we're with our kids, while we're sleeping. They're working for us. You know, and of course I learned that from Shalene and she kept harping on me about it. I just was afraid to do it. And so I said to the team, I said, I'm to hold myself accountable, I'm making it a team goal that we make a new YouTube video one per week. And I'll never forget this because I think I said that on a team call on a Sunday night. And it was Monday morning. I wake up and see on social media that Mindy Wender had already made her first YouTube video. I was just floored by that because I put the goal out there on a Sunday night and I fully expected to procrastinate and think about what I was going to wear and where I was going to do it, what I was going to say for until the very last day of the week. And Mindy on Monday morning already had one up. I was just floored and I thought, you know what? This is such an indication of where Mindy Wender is going to go in her business. She was not any high-ranked coach at that point. She was not making any big income. It was just a huge sign to me. She was a fairly new coach. It's a huge sign to me that she was fearless and she was determined and she was more about helping other people than she was about what they might think of her. And I just learned so much from my coach who wasn't nearly the rank or income I was making. I learned so much from her doing that and getting over her fear like that. So of course the rest of us on the team followed suit because we were like, wow, so inspired that she did it. And guess what, you guys, she made a YouTube video every day that week, just for a couple minutes on her laptop, in her lap before work, before she went to work, unedited, just talking about a different topic each morning. It didn't have to do with the coaching business necessarily. I think one topic was about books, like personal development books. Another topic was about organization. Another topic, I think, was about parenting because she was a new mom at the time. So you guys, it was just really cool to see. Now here's the other thing. You'll see the first bullet there says you don't have to speak. One thing that I noticed very early on in my business was, I don't know if you guys remember, but Wayne Wyatt was the top coach at one point, and a video, YouTube video that gave him just a ton of traffic to his blog and his social media, especially to his blog, was his YouTube video. And I played that YouTube video over and over and over, and it was just extremely moving, and he didn't speak in it once. It was all pictures and videos. And now that same video, I think, has like a million hits or something. It's amazing. But it just proved to me you don't have to speak. I really feel like you should. But if your very first one, you don't speak, that's okay. Or maybe your very first one, you just say a couple words. Like I think at some point in the video, he says, if I can do it, you can do it. Something so simple. But if that's your baby step, take that step. You don't have to speak. There's lots of programs out there. Like one of my first ones I made with an Animoto, A-N-I-M-O-T-O, Animoto video, which was all pictures and music. And if you go to Google, YouTube and you search what is coaching Janelle Summers, you might see that video. It's quite old, but again, it was one where I thought, okay, I don't have to speak. Another bullet point you'll see there is explain what a coach does and benefits. So this is another way that you can present something on YouTube video. Now, when you're newer and you don't have a big following yet, you want to make sure that your videos are only 2 to 3 minutes in length. Very brief. Get to the point. Now, here's the thing. This is not easy. Do not think for a second that some of these coaches who are making YouTube videos, that they went to make their first YouTube video and within, you know, 5 minutes of filming it, they were done, they uploaded it and went on with the rest of their day. Well, maybe that happens, but I can tell you for a fact that my very first YouTube video, which still to this day brings me prospects, took me all day from morning to literally, you will see in the video, if you, again, if you search what is coaching, you might see this video, but I'm in my office, it's super old. It's like, it must be, you know, 7 years old. You will see that it's dark I started trying to film that video that morning. It was a Saturday, and I spent my entire day. I must have done it 100 times and did it wrong a gazillion times and spent all this time editing. Luckily, with all of our apps now, like with iMovie on your phone, it's so much easier to edit. But let me just say, it takes practice, and you'll get better the more you do them, and you'll get faster. But it's worth it, you guys. Even though that video took me all day, and when I was done, I said to Matt, I'll never do that again. But then within days and weeks after that, I thought that's one of the smartest things I've ever done. So even though you can do it much faster now, even given that, I still don't regret that I did that, because it still works for me to this day, because I was just open and honest about coaching and why I was coaching and what it does for me and the benefits of it. So you could also do a YouTube video on something you've learned. Maybe it's something about personal development. Maybe it's some tips you've learned. Maybe it's some things you've overcome. But again, make it so that people can relate to it, and it helps people solve a problem. Before you do a video, always keep in mind, whenever you're doing a video or you're doing a post, try to make it content that helps someone somewhere solve a problem. So don't just think about yourself. Think about a problem that others have and how you have overcome that same problem. Another YouTube video you can do is a business review. Maybe you're brand new as a coach. You're not even Emerald yet, but maybe you've done some other type of career or business in the past, and you can compare it and say, hey, here's how coaching compares to this. Here's what I like about it. You know, do some type of review. People love to see reviews. People are actually searching these things. Definitely product reviews work. You know, definitely, you know, comparing two different products is a good thing to do. Again, keep it brief. People lose attention after about 2 or 3 minutes. You want in the very, very beginning, practice your opening, who you are, why you're there, and a reason for them to watch to the very end. Also, with a YouTube video, you can do a success story. It can be your own success story. It can be someone else's. It could be you talking about 5 different coaches who have had success. And, you know, just to give other people who are searching about the coaching opportunity something that they can watch and consider and kind of know what to expect. I mean, there's tons of people out there that are just Google searching whatever they can about coaching because they don't want to ask you. They don't want to seem like they might possibly have interest, so they don't want to ask you, so they do their own Google searches. You want to be one of those searches that people come across, and explaining what this is a little bit more. Okay, so I couldn't leave you guys if I didn't kind of go into, you know, there's interest, now what? So I'm just going to kind of fly through these last slides because we're basically done. You know, I just wanted to make sure you guys had a ways of planting the seeds and, you know, inviting to the business opportunity. I know you've all had tons of training from Andrea about, you know, closing the deal and what to say once they are interested and scripts and all that kind of stuff. But I just thought, gosh, I can't do a whole presentation on inviting without kind of taking it to the next step, even if I just fly through these real quick. And Andrea, I will absolutely give you this PowerPoint so that they can look through these. And these last slides are very, in my opinion, self-explanatory. So I don't feel like I need to explain them a whole lot, but you know, once there is interest, like let's say you've done a public post, you know, one of those mass invites about a sneak peek or a backstage pass or just something about the business opportunity, and then suddenly someone has messaged you like, hey, Andrea, what is this coaching thing anyway? I've seen you post about it before and I just saw your post. What is that? Okay, so the first thing I tell my coaches is don't give information yet, get information. You can't truly help them in their eyes until you know their needs, their goals, until you know more about their situation. There is something that triggered them to message you. You do not know what that is. If you assume to know, you may lose them. So now start talking, kind of put on your brakes. Don't have that knee-jerk reaction of, oh, coaching is this and it's awesome and these, you know, huge paragraphs about what it is and what other coaches have done and what you've done and what people can make and how you thought it was this and it's not and here's a video to watch and blah, blah, blah. Do not do that. That's word vomiting. At this point, there should be lots of messages back and forth for days or even weeks. You know, your first message might be like, if someone's responding to maybe I posted about a sneak peek. My first message back to them might be, thanks for messaging. I can totally fill you in. We can see if this is right for you. But first of all, what about it interests you? And do you already have a coach? What about it interests you and you already have a coach? And you guys, remember to use their name in your messages back and forth. Use smiley faces and be interested. Really think about what they are saying and what their life situation is. That's why I love working my business on social media, because I have the opportunity to read their message and reread it and reread it. Because sometimes when I skim through a message the first time, I think I know what they've said. And then when I read it a couple more times, I'm like, oh, I think what they're saying is this, or I think what they want me to know is that. So really be interested and read carefully. So presenting more information. So, you know, like I said, they've messaged you and they said that they're ready to, they're interested. Don't just assume they actually want more information. Start small. Give a few sentences to explain. Very few sentences. You know, if someone says, like I said, someone says, Andrea, what is this coaching thing? You know, a couple sentences like, oh, it's this at-home business that I'm doing. All has to do with fitness. And I just absolutely love it. So you don't have to give a whole bunch of information. And then a question like, were you wanting some more information? So yeah, they asked me, what is coaching, right? But I still ask them again, do you want some more information? I just gave a couple sentences, piece by piece, you guys, very small. And I might even next go into, you know, if they say, yeah, I would like some more information, I'll say, well, have you ever heard of Beachbody? And they might come back and say, nope, never heard of them. I'll say, okay, cool. Have you ever heard of like P90X or Insanity or TurboFire or Shakeology, Brazil Butt Lift, 21 Day Fix? Have you ever heard of any one of those? And usually they come back with, oh, absolutely. I did P90X a few years ago. My sister's doing 21 Day Fix right now. I mean, usually when I throw out the word Beachbody, they've never heard of it. But if I start talking about some of these products and programs, absolutely, they've heard of it. And they believe in it. They know someone who's having success, if not themselves. The majority of people I'm talking to, they have done a program in the past that they've liked and had success with. Maybe they didn't finish it, but they still knew it was working and they wish they would have finished it or wish they would have had someone who gave them the accountability or whatever. But my point is, way more people know about these programs and products than you realize. But you have to very gradually peel back those layers and kind of get into this conversation. So after a short description and kind of going back and forth a few times, they still want more information. They're asking quite a few questions now. Then I'll say, well, would you want some more detailed information? And I'll give them a couple different options to learn more. So I might say, you know, I actually have a backstage pass coming up next week where for 1 hour, I'm going to post information and everyone can ask questions, blah, blah, blah. Or I might say, I can, you know, put here just some of the basics of it. And when they say, yeah, just go ahead and do that, I'll actually copy and paste in what I call the bulleted basics of coaching, which is like how much it costs, the fact that I would get them started and help them ongoing with training, what the discount is, etc. Okay, so I ask them how they want to learn more. But I always end in a personal question, like, by the way, how's work going? So simple ways to give more details, like I said, so referring to that last slide, what are some of the ways to give them more details? So again, you guys, this is not in the beginning when they've asked about coaching. This is once you've gone back and forth, just piecemealing some of that information, making sure that you're not giving them a boatload of information before they're ready for it, because that really can scare people away. So once they are ready for more information, they've really been asking detailed questions now. They really want to try and understand it, which I get, because I remember once I had a different level of interest and I really wanted much more detailed information. Like, it was frustrating me that I couldn't get enough information. So I finally got a hold of the policies and procedures manual, and my husband and I read it front to back like 3 times at least. You know, now we don't need to do that. There's lots of other options we can give them to learn more. But one of my go-tos is the bulleted basics. And again, like I said, it's in my phone. It's on my computer. I can just copy and paste it in. I say, awesome. Here's just a few basics about it. Just remember, I help you get started and I help you ongoing. And so I just go through a few bullet points of how much it costs, you know, the discount, the fact that they earn in 2 different ways, team bonus and commissions. So just a few basics. And then I end it with, does that make sense? What questions do you have so far? Okay, so another one is a backstage pass. I'm sure you've all heard trainings on that, and a sneak peek, a webinar or a video maybe that you've made yourself or that someone else has made that you really like, or a what is coaching call or a video. But again, you guys, here's, if you heard nothing else, please hear this. Do not expect that they are going to sign up after going through your bullet to basics or after going through your backstage pass or your sneak peek. Do not expect a sign up. You still have to do more follow-ups. If there's anything that I have been learning so strongly over these years is that everything happens in those one-to-one follow-ups. Okay, you would be shocked. I mean, I just recently did a backstage pass with some friends, you know, from other teams, and I was shocked at some of the people that I did follow up with, who did not make one peep in the backstage pass, who did not ask any questions, who did not like on anything, who did not comment on anything, who never, from the outside looking in, never looked interested. But once I got back into those one-on-one conversations with those people, I found out they're very interested and they do want to do this. But I honestly feel had I not followed up with them, they would have let it fall right off their radar and they never would have joined. They would have let that little interest in this business, that little fire in their belly to do this, they would have let it fade out. You don't want to be the person that lets that fire fade. Because that's that thing inside of them that they want to bring that out. They know their life is missing something. And in the busyness of being a parent or just being, you know, busy with life, they let that fire fade out. You just need to talk to them one-on-one. Okay, so I will just go ahead and end that there. But if you want these slides, you know, I do go over, you know, just some more tips on information was given. So now what, you know, following up on a personal level, keeping conversation going, giving an incentive to join now versus later. And, you know, finally asking, so do you think you're ready to give this a shot? And then, oh no, there's objections. There's disinterest again. That can happen. Okay. And so just some tips with that. And, you know, sometimes you might feel like they are unsure about signing up with you because you haven't had success yet. Well, if you haven't had success yet, be honest as to why. Tell them where you're going. Say, hey, I haven't been working my business consistently. I know what to do. I just haven't been doing it and I'm ready to now. I'm in this for the long haul and here's where I'm going. Give them space, but stay in touch and follow up. And, you know, at the end, it might come down to they're afraid to actually work the business and say, hey, no worries. The discount is great, if nothing else. And once they are ready to join you, of course, give clear instructions on how to enroll. If they haven't enrolled by the date you expected they would, do this quick message. Hey, April, I'm so sorry. I've been so busy. I meant to ask you if you had any trouble when you went to enroll. So with that, Andrea, I'm all set. I'm so sorry I went so far over.
Nobody's complaining.
Awesome. I'm going to see if I can see you or can you see me at this point?
Yep. We are good. Thank you so much. These tips were so amazing. And it's so funny that after 4.5 years of doing this, I'm still like, oh wait, I haven't done that a long time. Or wait, I've never tried it with that like spin on it. So like you just never stop learning and tweaking and reapproaching.
Yeah.
You guys, one of the things that that I highlighted that Janelle was the person who taught me this when I very first started my business of asking people to, if they want to learn more about the business, was the simple approach of, have you ever considered doing what I do as a coach? You'd be great because, and then just inserting like why you genuinely believe that you'd be great. I have used that sentence over and over and over and over and over and over. And I still use that sentence in my business today. So it is gold. It works, promise you. Yeah. If you guys want like more in-depth training on the closing part, just go to YouTube in your search bar, put my name and then type closing with class and you guys will get a 1 hour, I think it's like a 1 hour training that will like make it so, so clear on what to say. We'll go really deep into scripts. Yeah. Since Janelle started getting a little short on time with that. So if you guys feel like you're still a little unsure, that particular training will finish anything that she wasn't able to go deep into. And then the last thing I just want to emphasize is like, I loved your story about how in the beginning you're like, I don't have any success because I haven't even signed up yet. And you're still excited. isn't it just like all perspective? Because I came into my business and I made $50 in my first month and I was like, I made $50. And anybody else can come in and be like, ah, oh, I only made $50. It's just perspective, right?
Yes, yeah. Attitude of gratitude.
Yes. Oh, that has been how I've like completely approached my business. So if that's, if you guys walk away with just one thing, it's have the attitude of gratitude and approach your business with excitement and enthusiasm. I say this all the time. Enthusiasm and excitement trump all skill. If you're so excited, it doesn't matter. You could say all the wrong things to the right person and they're still going to sign up. So thank you so much, Janelle, for all of like your amazing nuggets, for sharing your evening with us. We know you don't have to do that. We're so, so grateful.
No problem. It was my pleasure. And thank you. And let me know, Andrea, if there's anything other than the PowerPoint that I can provide for you guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, guys. We'll see you next week.
Okay.